It's the second time the state has stopped the transition program. This time, two people transferred from the state hospital in Thomasville died not long after moving into community settings. Frank Berries, the commissioner of the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities.
We have suspended transitions right now until we get a better understanding of what it's going to take in the community to be able to serve the individuals.
Berry won't say exactly how the patients died, but he says they both had complex medical issues. Georgia's one of several states moving the developmentally disabled into community housing following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
We're not much different than many other states who have done this. But again, many other states don't have the geographical size and are not experiencing some of the significant shortages in the medical field that we're experiencing.
The state has already moved more than 400 people into community settings, but it has some 300 still awaiting transfer, with the deadline just over a year away. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.